T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
The Heidi Harris Show.
Hello, St. Louis!
Heidi Harris.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
The Heidi Harris Show is on the air.
Good evening. How you doing? Glad you're here. Heidi Harris Show, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm doing the show live on Facebook. You can watch if you'd like to, if you're so inclined. And comment right there on the Facebook page as we're doing a live chat with everybody. So appreciate you being here tonight. Got Ethan handling the great job in the studio, as always. All right. Interestingly, most Americans don't view the Bible as the primary determinant of right and wrong, according to a study. This is a fourth installment of the American Value Study released by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. Asked respondents for their thoughts on traditional moral values and what they'd like to see as America's foundation for right and wrong. Now, nobody likes numbers on the radio, especially not me, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. But here's the thing, though. Overall, when asked to identify what they viewed as the primary determinant of right and wrong in the United States, a plurality of participants, 42%, said what you feel in your heart. Whatever you feel... Okay. You know, I had a conversation with a relative of mine about this a while back. We were talking about God. She's not a Christian. She's a wonderful girl, but she's not a Christian. And we were talking about, you know, God and how there's truth and things like that. And she said, well, I think truth is whatever you think it should be. I said, well, do you understand that there are people who molest children and they think that's perfectly fine? Well, that's not okay. I said, well, says who? Says you? They think it's okay. See, that's the thing. There's got to be a standard of truth. You can't just make it up as you go along. And not only that, there are things, you know, that people do when they're single that they won't do when they're married, or this or that, or the, you know, the lifestyle choices or whatever it might be, that all of a sudden, well, that's just totally wrong. Now you're married, so you think it's totally wrong. When you were single, you thought it was totally fine. Or when your kid is 10, they think, oh, I'll never do that before I'm married, or this or that. And then suddenly they're 16 and they change their minds because, you know, I'm 16 and hormonal, and you know what I'm talking about, right? But that's what 42% of people surveyed out of 2,275 adults. 42%. That right or wrong is whatever you feel in your heart. I mean, that's crazy land. Wow. Only 29% expressed a belief that the principles laid out in the Bible should determine the understanding of right and wrong in the U.S. And of course, for Christians, that was a higher number. What you feel in your heart. You know, there are people who will look at this whole thing with crypto. Now, I'm not even going to try to pretend I'm an expert on crypto, but all I can figure out is that's monopoly money, right? Is it real money? It's not real money, is it? Okay. That's how I've looked at it all along. And look at that. They say it's going to be worse than Enron. I don't even know. Those people thought it was perfectly fine to take a bunch of money from folks. And not only that, some of the people, Tom Brady and others, who were advertising this crypto. Now, it's not all crypto. I guess it's mainly this company, although all crypto I don't trust. But, you know, they were out there advertising it, telling people to buy crypto. Well, they thought it was perfectly fine, right or wrong. I'm not saying it was wrong to buy crypto. I'm saying I didn't understand it. But now this company apparently has gone bankrupt. So maybe somebody was doing something wrong. They thought it was perfectly fine to take everybody's money. Perfectly fine. I'll take your money. There's a big story that's made a lot of news around the country of a local politician who killed a reporter who was about to uncover an affair he was carrying on with a subordinate and a lot of other things. And, you know, this guy's a total sociopath based on everything we know about him now. total sociopath. He had no problem killing a reporter because a reporter was going to reveal some emails. I mean, just kill the guy. Sliced and diced him in his own front yard. That doesn't happen that often, but it does happen. So you decide whatever truth is. How scary is that for the country? No, it's whatever you say. What, you know, whatever you say, this. There's no right or wrong. Wow. That's pretty frightening that people see it that way, but a lot of folks do. But when you look at, you know, what's right, what's wrong, and it all, it's all based, basically, you look at the Ten Commandments, a lot of the things that we consider law now, you know, why are they illegal? They're illegal because they affect other people. And there are other things, by the way, that are perfectly legal, but not moral. I'll give you a quick example. When I was doing a radio show in Las Vegas, where I did most of my radio career, they told me I could make a lot of money doing ads for legal marijuana because it's legal there. And of course, it's going to be legal in Missouri now. And I said, no way. Now, it's legal. Nobody could say, oh, you're a bad person because you're advertising marijuana because it's legal. Pot places all over town could have made a lot of money endorsing it. I wouldn't do it. Now, that doesn't make me mother superior. I'm making the point that there are things that are legal that aren't necessarily moral. There's right and there's wrong. Now, you may say that's not a, I don't see how that's a moral stance because I don't care if people smoke pot. Okay, that's a decision you are free to make. But I think everybody agrees that it's wrong to abuse children, obviously adults, but and children and animals, and it's wrong to steal from people. But why? Why is it wrong to steal from people? Why is it wrong to commit adultery? What's the big deal? Met a guy just the other day who said he blew his second marriage by having an affair with the secretary and he lost three houses in the process. Hope it was worth it. Remember a couple years back when Greg Norman married Chris Evert? Remember that? He dumped his wife and married Chris Evert. They were married like 18 months and he lost like $300 million in the divorce. So my producer and I at the time were trying to calculate how much that is per hour. That's me. I'm sorry. Hope it was worth it, pal. You lost like $300 million when he divorced his wife and he was married to Chris Ever, like literally like 18 months. I'm just laughing. So there's right and there's wrong. And there are things that affect society in general. But the idea that whatever you feel is right should be right, that's scary that anybody would believe that. But nowadays, but here's the thing. I'm going to have to pull this up on my Instagram. I put this on Instagram, Heidi Harris Show, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I put it on Instagram. I don't even have it on my phone anymore. I got tired of looking at it. So I took it off my phone. Hang on, give me a second here. I found this really, it's on my phone. I found a really funny sign the other day when I was visiting my mom in California, who is a, you know, she's got a lot of liberal neighbors. So here's the sign. It says, in this house, it's right in their drive, in their lawn, you know, it's one of those lawn signs. It says, in this house, we believe love is love, Black Lives Matter, science is real, feminism is for everyone, no human is illegal, kindness is everything. So I'm wondering, if I were to show up with a MAGA hat on, would I be invited to Thanksgiving dinner? Because I'm not listed here on this sign. But they put this sign out, and they think they're so tolerant, and the truth is they're not. Here's a sign again. In this house, we believe love is love, Black Lives Matter, science is real. By the way, there are no Black people in this neighborhood that I've seen. I don't know whose Black life they're worried about. My mom is not a racist. It just happens that you don't see a lot of Black people in this neighborhood, but it's just funny. Black Lives Matter. Science is real. Feminism is for everyone. No human is illegal. Kindness is everything. So I'm wondering if these people, let's just break this down. Okay, this little sign. No right or wrong, right? Love is love. Well, what does that mean? Now, there are people who will say the gay marriage is fine. It's all about who you love. All right. I've gotten into that issue. I'm not afraid of it. I'm just not talking about it tonight because I have other things to get to. But we'll leave that there for a second. But what if you love an 8-year-old child? See, that's the problem with love is love. If that's what we're going with and you love an 8-year-old kid and that kid goes, well, I love you too. Mm-hmm. You know, I loved Donny Osmond when I was that age. Okay, give me a break. So, if love is love, then how far does that go? If that's your definition of anything, I mean, you can't just, well, I love my secretary, so it's okay if I just, you know, whatever. Love is love. Come on, love is love. I mean, when I was a kid, you know, their very famous Engelbert Humperdinck song, I grew up with, my dad was a showroom musician in Vegas, and one of the songs I grew up with as a kid is Please Release Me. I thought that was what marriage is all about. Please release me, let me go. I found somebody else. Okay, see ya. It's a wonder I've been married 20 years. That's how I was taught to think about marriage, frankly. That's what I heard. You know, that was the song, right? All right. So love is love. We know that's a bunch of hooey. Black lives matter. Well, black lives do matter. So do white lives, brown lives, purple lives. Everybody's life matters. Life has meaning. But it's interesting. The people who say black lives matter don't really care a lot of times. Some of these same folks, because they're from, you know, the liberal, whatever. Okay. Don't care about how many children are killed by Planned Parenthood every single year. Black children. Black children are killed in higher numbers than any other race by Planned Parenthood, which, by the way, was designed initially to kill black babies. So, you know, the Black Lives Matter folks. Okay. Science is real. It is real. Science is great, but science does tend to evolve. But I don't know what they mean about science. Do they mean you have to have five shots now or four shots? I know what they mean. You know,
I bet they're talking about climate change, if I had to guess.
Is that what it is, Ethan?
That's what I would guess.
Okay. It could be climate change, and that's a big bunch of hooey too. But yeah, climate change. How much snow do they get in Buffalo today? Let me look this
up. Oh, like 6 feet in the last couple days, right?
Yeah, and it was like, you know, 80 degrees in California the other day. Let's see, Buffalo snow. I mean, it was so thick that they were telling people not to shovel it. Oh, 6 feet of snow. Oh, wait, Ella. Okay, wait a minute. Checking, 77 inches. How about that global warming? How about that climate change? Oh, brother, okay. So we're going through this sign that I saw in my mom's neighbor's yard. Love is love. That's bunk. Black lives matter. Every life matters. Science is real. Climate change, maybe. I don't know what it is because it changes. You know, I'd like to follow the science, but I can't keep up because it changes. One day it's the mask. Next day it's not the mask. One day it's social distancing. One day it's not. You know, one day it's climate change. The next day it's global warming. When they have hurricanes, they say it's climate change. When they don't have hurricanes, they say it's climate change. When it floods, it's climate change. When there's a drought, it's climate change. Feminism is for everyone. I'm dropping that one. No human is illegal. None? So I'm wondering if you're going to take any illegals into your house. That'd be great. Go on down to the border there in San Diego, where I saw this sign. Go down to the border down there and pick up a couple of illegals and offer to put them in your house. No, not doing your lawn. In your house. Living in your house. Uh-huh. And then the last thing on this sign, and by the way, this is up at the Heidi Harris Show Facebook page. You can check it out. Also on Instagram, Heidi Harris Show. Kindness is everything, and is in a rainbow shade. Well, kindness is nice. I wouldn't say it's everything. Kindness is definitely nice, but I'm just laughing, and I look at the sign, and I'm telling you right now, if I knocked on their door with a MAGA hat on and said, well, can I have some, you know, maybe some mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving dinner? They would say, oh, no, you can't come in this house. Well, why not? I thought everything was okay, right? That's the problem with these folks who claim they're so tolerant. They're not tolerant of different viewpoints. They're only tolerant if you're on board with everything on that sign. But if you were to say, hey, Donald Trump's running again, pass the potatoes. I'll vote for him a third time. Pass the potatoes. I don't think it would work very well. Can't make this stuff up. All right, coming up, interesting story I saw about how moving in together doesn't match the financial benefits of marriage. And the Wall Street Journal had this story, but then they said, but why? Why doesn't it match the financial benefits of marriage? Oh, brother, you know, social issues are my favorite thing to talk about. I think you know that if you've listened to me for any length of time. So we're going to get to that coming up next. I'm Heidi Harris. This is 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.